bidden us to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. You've told us, O Lord, that we are to seek you while you may be found. We thank you for this short space of time you give us to live here upon this earth, in which we may know you, and by which, whether we know you or not, our eternal destiny is fixed. Help us, O Lord, to make good use of the limited time that we have here, to seek you, O Lord, to seek to know you better, to seek you the only way you can be known, through Jesus Christ. You, O Christ, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through you. Thank you that we can consider you, O Christ. Thank you that you came here upon this earth and lived among us as God among men, that we might know better who the Heavenly Father is. Thank you especially, O Christ, that you laid down your life and were offered up as a sacrifice for our sins, that we might be brought near to you. Lord, those of us that have known you, our only hope is in Jesus Christ, for we know that we can never be acceptable with you any other way. We pray for any that do not know you here tonight, that you would work by the power of your Holy Spirit, open eyes, soften hearts, and draw each one nearer to you. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so we're going to look at a video for about 15 minutes. And then, as I say, I'll be asking you, what's the greatest demonstration of power that you have witnessed in your own life, a demonstration of God's power you've witnessed in your own life? And then we'll just talk briefly about that and then close. Any examples of where you have witnessed or felt the power of God? Yes, thanks, George.
Last night when the wind was just so powerful and blowing, it's just amazing power of God. It sets magical wings and everything, so...
That's the real demonstration, is that we have some friends who are missionaries in Vanuatu, and they were there a few months ago when the cyclone hit, and they said that too. They just were overwhelmed with a sense of the power of God. That's another good example, isn't it? I think all these examples are examples where we just feel so helpless, aren't they? And we can't do anything to control it. Just nothing. Computers were actually originally designed to predict the weather. That was the initial impetus to do computers. They thought, okay, if we can just crunch a lot of numbers, we can predict what's going to happen with the weather. And what they found is that even if you had a weather station every 30 centimetres along around the Earth and every 30 centimetres up through the atmosphere, and each of those weather stations was giving you information and you fed it all into a computer, you still couldn't predict the weather with any great accuracy more than about a week, because it only takes one little thing in between the weather stations, like they talk about the butterfly effect, just a butterfly to go, and suddenly all their calculations are thrown out. Jolly butterflies. Yes, Corey.
Volcanoes.
You've been to one in Vanuatu?
Yeah.
And have you seen it?
Yeah, it's pretty, pretty great.
Yeah, and again, you just have this sense of helplessness, don't you?
Yeah.
I know when, and you know, Michael and Katrina will experience this too, but when you see a little baby born, you think, wow, all that, how did that all come together? You know, just the picture of the baby there, I thought, it's just so amazing, isn't it? And this is the power of God. It can be something that's overwhelming, something which is overwhelmingly beautiful. I think one of the things that really demonstrates the power of God, and the Bible says that demonstrates the power of God, if you think about what we've just been looking at, okay, you're a little speck on a little speck on a little speck on a little speck on a little speck. If there's anyone in the universe, you know, they have this sort of SETI project where they're trying to find people who want to talk to us. I'm not sure why, but why would... How would they find us? You know, you look at that universe. Because we're just insignificant. It's like thinking, okay, I wonder if I could find a bacterium on a speck of dust on a beach. You know, that's what it's like trying to look for us in the universe. And I think what overwhelms me is that the God who created that is interested in me. Why should God, the God who created that, be interested in me? Or you? Why should the God who created that be interested in saving me from destruction? Can we have a look at that first verse, thanks? This one says, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. So the Bible says, yes, look at the heavens and look at God's creation, but the greatest demonstration of the power of God is that Jesus died on the cross. Goes on and says, we preach Christ crucified, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. This DVD goes on to talk about wisdom, but we don't have time for that tonight. And when you think, well, why power? Well, power because why would this God even come to this earth and live like us? I mean, that itself is powerful. And why would the sacrifice of that God who became man be enough to forgive me for all my horrendous sins? That's a real demonstration of the power of God. Can we just have the next one? Here, Paul talks about the gospel he preaches. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. He says the gospel is the power of God to salvation. Now, if you've experienced that power, praise God. If you're here tonight, you haven't experienced that power, you need a miracle. If we can just have that next verse. This is what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4, 5 and 6. He says, or Paul says, we do not preach ourselves but Christ Jesus the Lord. He says, for it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So when it says God commanded light to shine out of darkness, what's that talking about? Creation, isn't it? It's saying God manifested huge power in creation, which we've just been talking about. But he says that's the power you need to overcome the darkness in your heart. And you need the power of God to shine light into your heart. And that, when a person becomes a Christian, that is as big a miracle as anything we've witnessed here tonight that we've seen. So please, if you don't know that power of God in your own heart, really pray, God, please help me to know that power, to know what it is to be born again and to be your child.